Guest joining us here in the studios, Paige Jensen is with us this morning. Paige is a senior at Cam High School in Oneida. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, pretty good. Paige also has been interning here this year with us out here at the station, doing some things behind the scenes and a few things out in front of the scenes, too. But the reason we wanted to sit and visit a little bit this morning is because last week was the National FFA Convention, and Paige is a member of the FFA in the Cam District. How long have you been a member of FFA?
I've been a member of the Cam FFA since I was in seventh grade.
Why'd you join?
Honestly, if I'm going to be honest, I was already involved in 4-H, and I thought joining FFA would just give me another chance to show more animals at the county fair and put even more of an expense on my parents.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yes.
But did you find that it was maybe a little bit more than that?
Yes, it wasn't until I really got into like high school, my freshman year, that I realized that there was so much more to FFA than just like showing livestock. There's so many future ready skills, I guess, that I've learned. Definitely like communication is one of them, responsibility for sure. And just I feel like FFA has made me grow as a person.
What's the best thing you've been able to do as part of FFA?
I feel like being able to communicate with others well is one of the best things that I've learned so far. I can just go up to someone now and just start having a conversation without any hesitation.
Over the last few years, it seems, if I remember correctly, that you've had a few different instructors, a few different advisors in the FFA program, correct?
Yes. So I actually, my seventh and eighth grade year, Mr. Gary Miller was our middle school advisor, and then Mrs. Haley Woolham was up at the high school. I actually never got Haley as one of my advisors, but she just kind of helped out sometimes with the middle school. And then when I went to high school, Mr. Miller transferred up there. And we've also had Mrs. Grace McPhee come in. She teaches at the high school and middle school, and she went along on our trip with us, and she's helped out a lot as well.
What's different about the FFA course of study than anything else?
Definitely, there's a lot more hands-on experience, and you get to go on many different trips. I feel like over the years, I've definitely traveled to more states than I ever would have. Just the hands-on experience, I feel, is different than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the classroom experience is a little different than some other courses, too. It I guess in a way, it kind of has to keep your attention, because where you'd be a little bit bummed if you had to take math or something like that, you know, during the summer, you take FFA during the summer, and nobody complains about that.
Mm-hmm. And with FFA, we also take, like, we have to actually take one ag course a year to be considered a member of FFA. And there's so many different ag courses offered at CAM. We have like small animals where you get to learn about like cats and dogs. And then we also have some classes like landscaping and horticulture. I was in landscaping last year, and we got the chance to landscape one of our teacher's new house, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome. Well, let's talk about the experience with being able to go on the trip to Indianapolis here this past weekend. A little bit of a long bus ride, car ride, however you got there. How was the trip overall?
The trip overall, we actually split it into two different nights. We traveled right after school on Tuesday for about 5 hours. And then on Wednesday, we left our hotel in Peoria, Illinois, and drove about 3 hours to Indianapolis to check in at the convention center. So overall, the car ride wasn't bad. I had to charge my phone a lot. I also got told that I have a word limit. I like to talk a lot, so I couldn't go over my 100 word limit. I got to take a lot of naps. So overall, the trip up there and back wasn't that bad.
Have you been to convention before?
I actually did get to go my sophomore year in 2019, and I definitely feel like 2021 was a lot better, even though it rained a few times.
Yeah. Would you have gone last year had you been able to?
If there was a non-virtual option, I would have definitely gone, because convention is just, It's crazy. I love it.
Yeah, it's a little hard. Some things just don't play well virtually, and I think that's kind of how it played out last year from some of the folks that I talked to. It just wasn't the same having a virtual convention as opposed to being there and being able to socialize and network with so many different folks and what have you. But for those who haven't been on an event like that, what is FFA convention like? What all do you do?
So the first few days, you usually go to a few general sessions, which general sessions usually consist giving out awards, recognizing our national officers, just taking care of regular business, I guess, and like highlighting important things. And you also go on a lot of tours. I know that we've been to Indianapolis Speedway before. We go down to Louisville and tour places like Louisville Slugger, Churchill Downs, just different things like that. You'll go out to eat a lot. And I guess stuff like that. And yeah. Definitely meet a lot of new people in the expo hall. Get to meet with different colleges. And then there's the shopping center, which is pretty cool there, too.
Okay. Well, of course, you mentioned visiting a few landmarks and things like that and maybe shopping. At first, it might sound like a vacation. But here's why it's not, right? Tell us why it's not a vacation.
It's definitely not a vacation because you're with your classmates and sometimes they get on your nerves.
Nope, don't mention names.
But you get to learn as well, definitely. There's a lot of educational purpose to go along with the different tours and stuff.
Sure. Big concert this year?
There was, but we didn't go. And okay. The rodeo apparently sold out in 5 minutes. So we went to the Hypnotist show instead, which is pretty funny. There was this one guy, I don't know where he was from, and they have ag advisors and then FFA presidents go up, and he was an ag advisor and he was hilarious, got into it so well, and then when they were done being hypnotized, he had no clue what was going on.
How many students from CAM's program went?
There was 6 of us officers, and then our 2 advisors went.
Okay. Now, there are plenty of folks from around the state, from every country, or from this state and every state in the U.S. that participate in this. Do you get a chance then with just a kind of a limited number of students from your chapter going? Do you guys get a chance to spread out a little bit and meet some other folks?
We usually tend to stay in our groups, but sometimes we spread out, and we have met people. I've met people that are different than the people that my other friends got to meet.
I would imagine that in different parts of the country, FFA means different things, just because agriculture is a little different depending upon where you go.
For sure. This is going to sound crazy, but like the kids in California, FFA means a lot different to them. They are crazy involved, and when I tell you they are winning every award possible, they are winning every award possible. They are so focused on FFA over in California.
Yeah. Well, most folks think of California, they think of the place where movies are made and sunny weather and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff, wine country and those kinds of things. But they have a very large, very active group of FFA chapters there.
Mm-hmm.
And agriculture is very important there as it is in most states here in the United States. What do you hope to take with you when you move on in your life and next year when you move on to college and then progress toward a career? What do you hope to take with you from the FFA experience?
Just the overall experience that I've learned from FFA, there's so much that I'm going to take with me. It's prepared me for my future, and I definitely think it'll help me. I'm planning on running for a state office this April, and I think all of the different life skills that I've learned will help guide me for that future.
Okay, very good. So you do have some bigger plans. And you want to stay in agriculture, right?
Yeah, I want to major in agricultural media and minor in ag communications.
Okay, so do you hope to maybe do a career path somewhere that will take you close to home around these parts, or have any thoughts?
I'm honestly just going wherever my degree will take me, but I plan to stay in the Midwest.
Okay, like to stay close to, kind of close to family.
Yeah.
But also close to where the action is in agriculture, too.
True.
that makes a lot of good sense. All right, give them the sales pitch. Why should young people consider being involved in the FFA?
There's so many different reasons, but I guess the most important is the overall experience and the different things that you learn and the great people that you'll meet.
All right. Very good. Like Paige Jensen. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.